Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled God Focused, was written by Adam R. Holes. When I was shopping for engagement rings, I spent many hours looking for exactly the right diamond. I was plagued by the thought, what if I miss the best one? According to economic psychologist Barry Schwartz, my chronic indecision indicates that I am what he calls a maximizer, in contrast to a satisficer. A satisficer makes choices based on whether something is adequate for their needs. Maximizers, we have a need to always make the best choice. Guilty. The potential outcome of our indecision in the face of many choices? Anxiety, depression, and discontent. In fact, sociologists have coined another phrase for this phenomenon, fear of missing out. We won't find the words maximizer or satisficer in Scripture, of course, but we do find a similar idea. In 1 Timothy, Paul challenged Timothy to find value in God rather than the things of this world. The world's promises of fulfillment can never fully deliver. Paul wanted Timothy to instead root his identity in God, saying in chapter 6, "Godliness with contentment is great gain." Paul sounds like a satisficer when he adds, "But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that." When I fixate on the myriad ways the world promises fulfillment, I usually end up restless and unsatisfied. But when I focus on God and relinquish my compulsive urge to maximize, my soul moves towards genuine contentment and rest. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 11. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Let's pray. Father, it's so easy for us to be lured into a pursuit of artificial happiness that leaves us feeling pretty empty. Help us to seek true satisfaction and contentment in our relationship with you, remembering that only you can fill our soul in a way that this world never can. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. I'm Stephen, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.